The Caregiver Foundation has been around here in the islands for 12 years now. The need for support for caregivers has only grown over that time and with our aging population. We talked to Gary Powell, Executive Director of the Foundation, about its efforts to connect with those essential workers in our community.
Our mission is to work with seniors, with disabled adults or adults with disabilities, and their caregivers. Literally every aspect of life you can imagine, from handling financial needs to complete care coordination, right through death, burial, and estate distribution. So just about any aspect of life that someone might need some support in, we try to step in and walk alongside them, make the journey a little bit easier, maybe a little less stressful.
During our health crisis, I'm sure that now more than ever, having an outlet for those caregivers is really important.
It really is. We find so many caregivers are normally stressed, and now they're even more stressed. Some of them are not able to go out of the home at all, and that can go one of two ways. Either it can make things better or, unfortunately, can make things a lot more stressful.
Do you find that maybe people are stepping back, saying, I can't do this caregiving anymore?
There are some people who have just decided that the burden is too much, more than they can bear with, and they're calling and saying, how can I just walk away? I want to just leave. It's difficult to find a solution for that, but we work hard with them to try and figure that out. For some people, if the emotions have gotten to be too much, it's better to leave than to become abusive. And I'm sure that the domestic abuse issues are probably increasing during this time, but the abuse and neglect of seniors is also seeing some pretty significant increase.
Talk about what you're doing, you know, with caregiver support groups.
Normally we have caregiver support groups that meet in person. We aren't able to do that right now, so we're working to put a virtual caregiver support group together. And our support groups are a little bit different. They're not condition specific. They're for the caregiver, specifically to give them an opportunity to be able to share with other caregivers what's going on, to let go of those emotions for a little while and not have anybody judge them. It makes it perhaps a less burdensome road to travel for that short period of time.
And it might be hard, too, during this pandemic, you know, when you're caring for someone, let's say, with dementia, who doesn't really understand, you know, the need for masks and the physical distancing, and they don't understand what's going on.
That is so true. I've watched and listened to different news reports about various facilities that have difficulties getting their residents to cooperate. When you're working with someone with dementia, they don't understand what's going on. Why do they need to wear this thing? It's uncomfortable. I don't like it. It looks weird. And off it comes. So it's extraordinarily difficult to manage that. And then when you add in adults with disabilities, especially those with mental health disabilities, you almost have seniors who don't understand and the adults with mental health conditions who don't care. So you have a double issue to try and manage and get people to understand. You need to wear the mask. You need to stay here. I know you want to go out and do everything, but right now we can't do that. So the caregiver has a tremendously difficult job, whether it's at home or in a facility. Really, really tough.
And you folks just recently launched a hotline, a support line.
We did. We have a caregiver support line. It's not a counseling service. It is a support line. So caregivers can call, completely confidential, talk to someone who really understands caregiving, and let them express their fears, their anxieties, their joys. Sometimes it's joys. But have somebody on the other end of the phone who really does get it. So we're finding that this is a big help for individuals during this time particularly.
We know that nonprofits are struggling during, you know, these difficult times. How are you folks managing, you know, just as far as, you know, the financial support that you normally get?
It's more difficult now than it ever has been, but the need is even greater. So our commitment becomes even stronger. We have to turn to the community, to anyone we can, and ask for more help. The community is extraordinarily generous during these difficult times. It's amazing to me how people continue to give and continue to support not just the Caregiver Foundation, but other organizations that are in desperate need as well. We have our silent auction online right now, and that's getting some interest and helping. Since we can't have our normal face-to-face fundraiser, we went to an online experiment.
So you have a, what, first ever virtual auction?
Yes, it is. There's a a lot of really interesting things on it. Yeah, we hope people will drop over to it and take a look. Or if they just want to make a donation, they can do that too.
So, yeah, new items are being added.
We add just about every day we add something new. You know, one of the hardest things for us is not being able to see our clients face to face, especially with folks with dementia. Many of our clients, we are their only contact outside of their caregiver. And to help them understand that we haven't abandoned them is very difficult. The Hawaii Community Foundation gave us a small grant to get some tablets, and that's really helped. Being able to have virtual visits, although it's challenging with people with dementia, wondering all of a sudden, why are we on TV? It does help at least maintain some contact.
Yes, because if you're used to having your child come to visit you, if you're in a care home, a facility, and then all of a sudden they can't come in, the patient is left wondering, where's my family?
Yes, feeling very isolated. The rates of depression are skyrocketing. Unfortunately, suicide is also skyrocketing among our kupuna. They just end up feeling abandoned. Unfortunately, our care homes aren't designed. They weren't designed with this type of a situation in mind. So many of them, the only thing they can do is to shut the doors. And that means total isolation for the people inside. So it's a really hard situation.
So do you find that the care homes, the smaller licensed care homes, and so many of our kupuna are in those types of community facilities, that they're the ones that are reaching out to you? Just because you're navigating through such uncertain times?
We do get a lot of contact from the care providers in the community. I would say most of the care homes in the community have gone on to total isolation. Just imagine, you have four seniors in there in varying health conditions, usually not very great health conditions, and then you have someone in the home who's also working in a hospital or working in another facility. Going back and forth, that home is terrified that something's going to be brought back to their home and affect those kupuna. It's a very difficult situation, and I applaud the efforts that the care providers are making. They're doing some extraordinary work right now to try and keep people protected.
Okay, so people have an opportunity to help those who are caring for our most fragile in our community with the auction, the silent auction, or if they're in a position where they need help, you do have that support line.
Yes, and we always encourage people to check our blog on Facebook. That has a lot of good things that go up on it. But anytime they have a situation they're not sure what to do with, give us a call, either at the office or call the support line. Somebody will be able to give you some help, give you some direction, so you won't be completely alone.
That was Gary Powell, Executive Director of the Caregiver Foundation. For links and info about the new support line and for the virtual auction, which ends on Wednesday, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.